Uite coștana, o țihlă pșale la Elena. Pusta, pusta, pusta mi iese,
sounds fantastic. Thank you very much. And this is a really, really nice time to introduce my guests in studio. Alistair Price on accordion and Alexander Habush. Evo ja ću preći na srpski. Znači, Alexander Habush i Alistair Price na harmonici su moji gosti i grupa Jugotons, ja bih rekla, ima još jedan koncert, je li tako, Alex?
Tako je, tačno.
Mm-hmm.
U subotu sviramo u Northcote Uniting Churchu u Northcote. Sviramo sa jednim mladim bendom koji se zovu Seducophones.
Mm-hmm.
Oni su svi Australci iz raznih zemalja poreklom, ali sviraju muziku koja je pod utjecajem balkanske muzike, balkanskog ensambla. Guča, guča style, što bi se reklo. I imaju, onda mešaju sa funkom i mnogo energije. Tako da sviramo sa njima i bit će velika žurka, mnogo plesa, mnogo pesama Irakije.
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 Znači, bit će veselo, bit će bez dvoumljenja.
Da, da.
Fantastično. Mi smo malo do sada nekoliko puta u stvari pričali o tom fenomenu balkanske muzike i uticaju na ovdašnju omladinu, pre svega, koja stvarno voli tu vrstu muzike bez obzira na nacionalnost, na pripadnost, etničke grupe i tako dalje. I među njima je sve više Australijanaca.
Jeste, tačno. Stvarno vidim neki novi band da se oformio u Melbourneu. Ima ih mnogo. Ja vodim stranicu na Facebooku koja se zove Balkan Music Melbourne. I to je kao stranica za oglašavanje naše muzike ili muzike koja je negde iz Balkana, da li je iz Rumunije ili iz Bugarske ili iz jedne od naših bivših jugoslavenskih zemalja. I stalno novi bendovi stavljaju neke oglase koje nisam video pre. Na primjer, ima bend koji se zove Royal Hijinks, koji su isto sviraju kao gypsy influenciranu muziku, ali imaju i balkanskih stvari. Pa onda imamo bendove kao Vardos, koji imaju, mislim, ljude koji imaju poreklo odande. Mislim da njihova violinskinja je Mađarica.
Mm-hmm.
Isto sviraju muziku koja ima romski utjecaj. Tako da je, stvarno ima mnogo novih bendova koji se stalno formiraju. I Hello Tat Tat je još jedan isto koji su zaista uspešni. Oni su se tek formirali, kako ja znam, možda pre godinu dana, i imaju jako veliku pratnju i sviraju po celoj Australiji sada. Tako da je.
Kako opstajete u toj konkurenciji?
Pa interesantno je u stvari da neki od tih australskih bendova koji nemaju u stvari nikoga u bendu koji je odande su mnogo uspešniji nego mi.
Kako to objašnjavaš?
Pa zato što možda je lakše, pošto njihova muzika je pod uticajem Balkana, dok mi sviramo baš ono, naše narodnjake, ali našu tradicionalnu muziku. Tako da oni spišu originalnu muziku koja ima taj beat, taj utjecaj koji vole ljudi da čuju, da plešu uz to, ali možda ne moraju toliko daleko da odu na muzičko putovanje da bi razumeli šta se dešava, pošto je njihova muzika malo više westernizirana, kako bi se reklo.
Pod uticajem zapada.
Da, pošto odavde su ljudi, tako da je.
Šta sa rečima, mislim, kakve reči oni upotrebljavaju, na kojem jeziku?
Većinom su instrumentali.
To je vrlo interesantno, zaista, čitav taj koncept, znači fenomen, ja ga nazivam, balkanske muzike. I evo sad, Alistair, znači, svira harmoniku u vašem bendu. Koliko još ima članova koji nisu sa naših područja?
Sve zajedno 4. Da, samo smo ja i violinista. Mm-hmm. Violinista je Makedonac. Ja sam, šta sam već, četvrtina svega. a svi ostali su odavde. Imaju prejašnje iskustvo u sviranju naše muzike. Corey, gitarista, je svirao pre sa Marjanovićem u Šljivovicu orkestru. Joe je svirao Opa Bato, koji je jedini duhački. Bo sad je, nije više jedini, sad imaju se Čusef Anzista koji sviraju, ali ipak oni sviraju našu izvornu ono, muziku, nije pomešana sa ničim drugim. Znači jedini koji svira baš ono, tradicionalno guča verziju duhačkog ansambla. I onda Adam nije nikakvo ovaj, prejašnje iskustvo. On je svirao u mom metal bandu kad sam bio mlađi.
Pa super, fantastično. Okay, Alistair, we were just talking about the phenomenon of the Balkan music and everything. Can you tell us about your interest in playing accordion? Why?
Why? I ask myself this every day. however, I've just been doing it for quite a long time now. And I actually just came back from Bulgaria having lessons. And yeah, I particularly love Bulgarian music, but I always try to play Macedonian and Serbian and Bulgarian music, and I'm playing in a Romanian band as well at the moment. And really, I think I'm just a symptom of Australia. Really, just that's the people like me end up doing this with the different communities in Australia.
But there are many of you now here.
Well, yes, the number has grown. I mean, it's to be honest, you know, some of us have been doing it quite a while and have invested quite a lot of time and money in learning. Both from I've had lessons with people, the really good professional accordion players, Macedonians and stuff in Melbourne, but also traveling to Bulgaria. And then there are other people who have joined bands and love it, and you know they have spent a lot less time working on it. So, but nonetheless, we all love it. And so you're right. There are quite a few of us who are from, for instance, the Balkan background who are doing this. Yeah.
Can you remember the first time that you have heard any music from that region?
It's difficult to say because I have, you know, when you're quite young, you might make up memories. I have this memory of seeing some kind of folklore presentation or something when I was a kid growing up in Cooma, either on the TV or elsewhere. But it's too hazy to say exactly. But when I was in year 10 in the mid-90s, my brother had a Hungarian friend who gave him a cassette tape of folk festival things with various countries represented on it. So, and then there were a few films in the mid-90s. There were the Kusturica films and the Tony Gatlin films. So I think a few Australians saw, actually via SBS.
okay.
You know, SBS TV, 9 o'clock at night, seeing an Emir Kusturica film or whatever. You know, it's so quite a while now. What year is it now? It's over 20 years for me. I know I'm not that old, but it's you know, it's been more the majority of my life I've been hearing it and listening to it. Yeah. In other words, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You have just mentioned that you've been in Bulgaria. Can you tell us more about these lessons? Who was your teacher?
Yes, okay. So I had a couple of weeks lessons with Ivo Ralchev, who's the cousin of Petr Ralchev, who is almost universally known in the Balkans as one of the best accordion players. And then I was at the conservatorium, the Plovdiv Academy of Fine Arts, and they have an Narodna Muzika program, so that's the academicized folklore music, which pretty similar to what's in Serbia in some ways. And I was learning accordion and clarinet there, but there were lots of people learning tambura, tapan, gaida, kaval, dancing, and so it was a really nice environment to be in for a week, just a week of solid music making with some really good musicians and lots of people from Europe participating in this. Lots of people from Holland and Israel particularly, and really high level of playing. So it was good.
So popularity is just growing.
It seems like that. It seems like it's not just, yeah, not just people in Melbourne. It's the level of playing from people from Holland, playing Bulgarian style music was
unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, we have mentioned Guča a few times during our talk. Being in Bulgaria, have you had a chance to visit Guča maybe?
No, Serbia will be another visit.
Uh-huh. Have you had the chance to see any posts on the internet about Guča or anything like that?
What
do you think? No?
No, nothing at all. I used to play in opera, so I've played, you know, and I've listened to all that kind of brass band music, Dorf, yeah. But no, I haven't been to Guča. It sounds like it might be quite challenging on some levels. lots of people, lots of high volume, intense.
Okay.
But I'm sure it'd be amazing. Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Have you been?
No.
Yeah.
So we can actually go together.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Fantastic. Alistair, thank you very much. Can I ask you guys to play something for our listeners again?
Yes, certainly.
So what are you going to play?
Ova sljedeća pesma je pesma koju izvodi bosanski pevač Sevdaha Mile Petrović, srpskog porekla, pevač koji nekako je zapao u zaborav usporedbi sa ljudima kao što su Zajmi Mamović ili Safet Isović ili Nestor Gabrić, čak je malo više znan nego on, iako i on baš nije najpopularniji. Ali ova je jedna pesma koju ja mnogo volim i još se peva dosta, ali ne čuje se često, barem ne na radiju, ja mislim.
Okay, so, evo, imamo priliku da mi čujemo i naši slušalci.
Zove se Kasno sinoć pođohu lov na jelene.
Ostavit ću tebe, moj premili cvijete, koju ja zavolim, dok pijah još djete.
Svaka čast. Hvala, thank you very much. Ovo je bilo stvarno divno i hvala vam što ste došli, otvorili vrijeme i još jednom možda da napomenemo, znači kad je koncert i gde, na koja adresa?
Koncert je ove subote u Northcote Uniting Churchu, 251 High Street, preko puta Wesleyan, ako mm-hmm. ljudi znaju da u blizini je Open Studio također, ako su ljudi bili tamo pre, a nisu bili u crkvi, možda često. I u holu je od Ostraga, znači veliki mm-hmm. je, velika je sala.
Ima dosta mesta za parkiranje.
Ima mm-hmm. mesta iza objekta i ja mislim je na ulici također. I počinjemo, otvaraju se vrata oko 8 sati, mi ćemo da sviramo prvi oko 8.30 mm-hmm. i onda će se Juice of Fans da sviraju vratno negdje oko 9.30.
Fantastično.
I je, bit će jeftina pića i mnogo zabave i što bi rekli, ludilo.
Ludilo. Dobro. Hvala mnogo. Moji gosti bili su Aleksandar Habuš i Alistair Price. Hvala mnogo. Thank you very much, Alistair, for coming.
Thank you. Hvala vama.